From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. President Trump begins a rollback of Obama policies. President Donald Trump is traveling to Michigan today, where he's expected to roll back federal fuel economy requirements that would have forced automakers to significantly increase the efficiency of cars and trucks built over the next decade. The fuel economy standards were a key part of former President Obama's strategy to combat global warming. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao and Environmental Protection Agency Chief Scott Pruitt are expected to join the president on the visit to a Detroit suburb. The White House says President Trump is extremely confident that the Justice Department will produce evidence backing up his claim that his predecessor wiretapped his New York City skyscraper during the election. Comments from spokesman Sean Spicer come a day after the Justice Department asked lawmakers for more time to produce that evidence. The House Intelligence Committee gave the department until March 20th, the first day of its hearings on Russia's interference in the 2016 election and possible contacts between Trump advisors and the Russians. Spicer says the president is confident that information yet to be released will vindicate him. The United States has announced charges against two Russian security services officers and two hackers, accusing them of a mega data breach at Yahoo that affected at least a half of a billion user accounts. Officials say the hack targeted the email accounts of Russian and U.S. officials, Russian journalists, employees of financial services, and other businesses. Find out more on our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has begun a three-nation trip in Japan as he seeks to reassure allies and discuss ways to counter nuclear and missile threats from North Korea. His schedule includes meetings Thursday with the Japanese Prime Minister and Foreign Minister. Friday, he goes to South Korea for talks with the acting president, Hwang Kyo-yan, and Foreign Minister Yun Byung-se, but is not scheduled to meet any opposition figures in the country that is holding elections for a new leader in May. The final leg of Tillerson's trip is in China, where his chief objective is meeting with President Xi Jinping to lay the groundwork for a summit between Xi and U.S. President Trump, expected to take place in early April in Florida. As the Secretary of State makes his first trip to Asia this week, he's breaking with tradition, allowing only one U.S. journalist to accompany him on his flight. A number of veteran journalists and foreign policy analysts are registering their outrage, while other diplomatic observers express concern that Tillerson has generally avoided the spotlight and kept a low profile during his first month on the job. VOA State Department correspondent Cindy Sain has more.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson got good press on his first day on the job, February 2nd.
Hi, I'm the new guy.
But ever since then, he has doggedly ignored reporters' questions. His decision to break with precedent on his first major trip to Asia, at a time when North Korea's missile tests are a major news story, has raised a lot of questions. Acting State Department spokesman Mark Toner was asked about that signal Monday.
Well, that's not what we would intend to, a message we'd intend to send.
On Friday, White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer said Tillerson was being cost-conscious by taking a smaller plane without room for traveling journalists. The State Department says Tillerson will be holding a press availability on his stop in Japan. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte says his country's parliamentary elections can show the world that what he calls the wrong sort of populism can be stopped. Rutte and firebrand anti-Islam populist Geert Wilders have been in the media spotlight in the closing days of campaigning as many look to the Netherlands vote for a sign of the progress of populism ahead of elections elsewhere in Europe. Keen to mobilize as many voters for his party as possible, Rutte repeated a warning he's been making in recent days that despite his party's lead in most polls, the Netherlands could wake up tomorrow morning and discover that Wilders is leading the biggest party. I'm Ira Melman, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.